togetherness at Christmas time. Music by John Williams, Home Alone, Somewhere in My Memory, from the movie Home Alone, the 1990 film score. And we heard a performance with John Williams leading the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and Boston Pops Orchestra, a request from Doug in Vilas County. And once again, thank you for This next request is from Helen in Madison. It's a work by Hugo Blanco called Burrito Sabanero, Little Donkey. It's a Venezuelan Christmas classic, and she says that she sings it in Venezuela all at Christmas season, and she dedicates this request to her family in Venezuela and the United States here, and listening to this song makes us all feel closer together. Prior to that, we heard Christmas at Hogwarts, music by John Williams, which we don't have in our music library. And also
.org. From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, UW Parks. Thank you.
set the sheep.
Thus every beast by some poor spell in the stable dark was led to tell of the guilty thing in
Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. It's a beautiful lyrical work, and it's not too long, four short movements. This is Andrew Manzi to conduct the Helsingborg Symphony Orchestra. Orchestra request from Mary in Madison. Well, looking to this afternoon after the opera concludes, the opera this afternoon from Life from the Met is Verdi's Aida. I'll be back for Saturday afternoon classics, it looks like, for about 2 full hours, beginning at 2 o'clock. And I'll start off with the Christmas Concerto by Arcangelo Corelli. Following that, a trio for a flute, violin, and cello by Johann Christian Bach. And Madison, 53706. Or you can call Listener Services. It's a toll-free number. It's 800-747-7444. That's 800-747-7444. Just let them know your first name, where you live, and your request, and the reason for your selection. Well, I think we'll go out with a couple of carols. This is for Cynthia.
Thank you.
O Come, All Ye Faithful, a performance with the Wallace Collection on period instruments, the Britten Singers, the Trinity Boys Choir.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Second Century Endowment Fund, a board-designated endowment fund providing ongoing financial support for WPR and its second century of service to the residents of Wisconsin.